Robert, how real is this idea of a space elevator, a long 22,000-mile tether or something like that?
I have no idea. I mean, I'm not an engineer. I would say that the concept is very intriguing, and as the technology for making it happen is developed, it gets more intriguing. I mean, the key to it is the structural strength of the material. And nanotube technologies that have been slowly evolving over the last 5 years are making this seem conceivable.
How would it work?
Well, Arthur Clarke described the idea. 20 years ago when I can't remember the name of the book now. He wrote a book on the subject, a science fiction book, and basically it's just a fabric tube in which the robot is attached, the elevator is attached to it, and it climbs the fabric, the material, the nanotube. Don't think of it like a tube that you're within. It could be just simply a track, and that the ship is on, that it just climbs right up. The engineering problems to such a thing are quite vast. However, in trying to come up with the elevator itself, the interim technologies that you come up with can be put to use right here, right now, in other industries. You know, platforms, balloon experiments, weather uses. There are any number of and this is what the people who are trying to push this technology are saying, is that there's interim uses in the private world that they can put this innovation technology to, and we shouldn't blind ourselves to that while we're thinking of the space elevator. And to me, what I find most exciting about all this SpaceX, the XPRIZE, SpaceX, space elevator, these things are happening. And when I was growing up and as a kid in the 50s and 60s, this was the society I lived in, this kind of innovative, quirky, let's try anything type attitude.
And that's what this is.
Yes, that's what this is. But you know what? For the last 20 years, I didn't see it. I was very frustrated. I just wouldn't see it anywhere. And I've seen examples in very minor ways. You know, I don't know if people visit my website, they'll see some articles I've written for some of the cave exploration I do, because I do cave exploration as a hobby.
By the way, Fountains of Paradise was the book.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. Thank you very much. How could I do that? I mean, Clark read my book and loved it, so I like his stuff, so how could I forget the title?
That's right.
Anyway, I did cave exploration, and I was in fact, this weekend, I was standing in a place no one has ever stood before. And for years as a cave explorer, I wanted a good helmet-mounted electric light with the batteries on the helmet, very small and innovative. And Americans wouldn't build it for the 80s, the 90s. The only company to build it was a French company. They built a helmet-mounted light. And it wasn't very complicated, just some 3C batteries in the back and a light in the front. And it was very frustrating to me that through the 80s and 90s, no one was innovating. Well, in the last 5 years with LEDs, there are now dozens of American companies building flathead headlamps. Now, that's a very minor thing, but to me, it's. I like to look at those micro to see the macro. And what's happening with the XPRIZE and space elevators relates just as much to the cave helmets and innovative helmet lighting for the same reasons. I mean, now, if you look at street lights as you drive your car, the street lights, the red lights and green lights, they are, as they burn out, they replace them now with LEDs, because they're cheaper to use and they last longer. And that's an American innovation that's developed over the last 15 years. Much of it on the shuttle, actually. People don't realize that. They were trying to develop ways to provide illumination cheaply without much electrical use to plants on the shuttle. And they came up with LEDs. And that's one of the places that technology developed in.
Well, I got to tell you, if they do build a space elevator, which is just unbelievable just in its concept, it would also make space travel easy, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd make it pennies. And it would do something that would probably, if they could make that work, it would do the one thing that definitely does, I think, hinder space travel a little bit. It is kind of, for most people, it's a little bit daunting, the idea of getting in these ships and flying at those speeds and those
They say it would take you 5 hours to get to the top.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's steady, it's secure, it's continuous. It's not the same kind of death-defying, fearful flight. Now, obviously, we get in planes nowadays without even thinking about it, commercial jets. But, you know, they got to keep those flights very controlled, and you know, you want to be able to serve your coffee to your customers, and it's a little hard on the Spaceship One right now, or on the Da Vinci Project's Wildfire ship with the balloon. It's not going to be so easy to do those kind of things at this point. It's basically a joyride for the Spaceship One and Rocket World, but the elevator has the advantage that it is not a joyride. It's just a way to get someplace, and very simply and safely.
Just
so they
you.
Can make it work. It's yes, absolutely.
And then I assume they have ships attached to it up there?
Well, the idea, the concept down the road, I guess, would be, you know, you put up space stations, habitable tourist facilities. Now, that gets back to prizes. You know, the X Prize was a great success. We won the X Prize. But within a week before the X Prize was announced, a guy by the name of Robert Bigelow, who has a company, Bigelow Industries.
Oh, absolutely.
You've heard of him.
Sure have.
He announced he wants to create the Bigelow Prize, $50 million for the first private company to put three people in orbit.
He wants to build, I think, hotels, doesn't he, up
there
in space?
Well, he's been pushing for hotels, and what he wants to do is he wants this new prize to get him the vehicles to bring customers up to his hotels. What he's trying to do, you know, about 15 years ago, several NASA engineers came up with this great idea, a very cheap way to build space stations, an inflatable, habitable facility. Why not inflate it? It seems cheap. You don't have to spend a lot of money. It's not hard. There are risks. There are unknowns. It's very innovative. For all those reasons, NASA said, no, it's too risky. We're not going to do it. And they killed it. Well, Bigelow took the idea, since NASA technology is not patented. You can use it. It's open to anyone. He says, hey, let's build those. So he's trying to put together a company to put up habitable space tourism space stations in orbit. But he needs a vehicle to get to it. And so he wants to propose this prize. And he's offered to put up $25 million of the $50 million.